I always said that I would never move to McIntosh because it's so in the middle of nowhere, and I didn't want kids, so I put my foot down, and then I wanted kids, and then we moved to McIntosh, and interesting how things turn out, and I absolutely love living here.
When Andrea Stordahl moved to McIntosh, Minnesota, it looked very different than it does today. Its main street was pretty much blighted, full of empty storefronts with not a lot of life going on. But it only takes one person with a spark to ignite major change in a community. For McIntosh, it was Andrea Stordahl. What was once a downtown full of empty storefronts is now a downtown full of funky little shops that are locally owned. Andrea has breathed vitality back into this dying downtown, and she's inspiring others in the area to get on board and join her. When you moved there, did you have any idea this was going to happen when you moved there?
No, I had no idea. No, we had moved to McIntosh basically because we had an experience where my husband's brother had passed away at a young age, and it was very, very hard. And it kind of made us reevaluate what we wanted to do in life and what we wanted for our kids. So we decided we were going to come back and live kind of a slower lifestyle in McIntosh to be around family more. Oh. And we had planned to work on his family's organic dairy farm. And so we moved back, and within that year, we found out that his father had cancer. And so within that year, he passed away. We really had no idea what was going to happen and what our livelihood was going to be anymore, because everything kind of fell apart, and this is what came out of it. I mean, the community was absolutely so supportive when we were going through all this loss within just a few years, and we felt like this is where we wanted to raise our family, and we wanted to make sure that we did this community justice mm-hmm. and that we invested in the community. We decided that's where we wanted to put our money and our time. We were basically backed into a corner, and this is what came out of it, and it's been incredible, more incredible than anything we could have ever imagined. What we did is my husband and I purchased my building for Minnesota Rust, which is my business, and we moved it downtown to the old bakery and remodeled that, and that kind of started everything. We noticed that people were coming to the shop a lot and that there was a lot of traffic coming through that downtown area, and just saw the opportunity to expand the businesses that were down there and have some neighbors. I was the only one on that side of the block, so it was kind of nice. So we just decided to purchase the buildings next to us, and then we recruited some amazing business owners to open their own stores, and that's basically how we did it. We have a really good team of people, other business owners and myself, friends of mine, and we've really kind of just taken upon ourselves to revitalize the downtown.
And it looks like there's a beauty shop and then a soap shop?
Or? Yes. So the beauty room is a beauty salon, upscale. A young woman owns that, Ashley, and it's absolutely incredible. Offers all sorts of services, and she has customers coming from all over to see her. She's pretty amazing. And then we have the Red Poppy, who is originally Megan is from Boston and also has a spot in Paliubicki's, but she opened a store on our block as well, so we could kind of all be part of working together to grow this community. And then we have Howard Soap Company, and Catherine is originally from McIntosh, and she moved away to Greenbush, just moved back last year with her 5 children, and so she opened up shop, and what she does is create and make candles, facial products, soaps, beauty products, just a whole bunch of stuff. So she not only has a retail space, but she actually creates everything there.
And you own Minnesota Rust, an interior design company. It looks like you do a lot of renovating and repurposing of older things. It just looks like a really funky little place with a really cool storefront. Tell me about Minnesota Rust.
We've been around for about 5 years and started kind of at shows and going from place to place, setting up flea markets, things like that. And then once we got to McIntosh, We noticed that there was this building that was just kind of sitting vacant. So we went in there and just had storage, but people kept stopping by. So that's kind of how we started our retail shop. And then it grew, so we decided we wanted to invest in the community and purchase a building. And it's just grown from there. We do antiques, decor, vintage items, basically you name it. One-of-a-kind, unique decor pieces. Stuff you can't find anywhere else.
Absolutely. I was reading that there's a new cafe coming downtown.
Yes. Yep, we're going to be opening that in the spring. So basically, when we bought BB Cafe, it was the original building and then two buildings that were connected. So it was actually three buildings. And it was very hard to maintain because of all the costs and upgrades that needed to be made. And just the business plan that they had been using is just not sustainable anymore now that people are a little in more of a rush. So they don't have as much time to sit and eat and things like that. So basically, we took the one building, split it back into three like it was originally. So there's three different storefronts. And so the cafe will be the original cafe. So it'll be much more of kind of like an old school cafe style. So it'll be small, hopefully stools up at a bar and able to just kind of sit there and hopefully have Wi-Fi and make it so you can have coffee or you can have dessert or you can have a salad and a lot of to-go options. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try and make it really simple, but also make it so people have a place where they can kind of hang out and be with friends without having to be quite at a bar. And then also with all these businesses in town, it's really important that people have a place to go to eat because you get hungry and then you have to go out of town to eat and then you never come back. So if we want to have all of these businesses do well, it's, you know, imperative that we have somewhere for our customers to have coffee and to have a meal and to just stay and enjoy the day a lot longer.
I love it. You guys are designing this town. And I love that it's an hour from everywhere. So it kind of becomes a perfect little day trip for people too, a little destination trip.
And that is really what we're trying to do. It was really important to us that we chose businesses that could work together, not necessarily compete with each other, but have this community that was very thoughtfully designed so that we attract the same crowd, but we have our different audiences and that we complement each other and want the same things. And so I think that is really part of what has made it successful is just the amount of working together. Mm-hmm. And I think that you really need to have that. I mean, when you're all on the same page in regards to what's important and what you want, and you are able to find like-minded people like that, it is just, it's an incredible thing to see what can come of those things.
This is wild. I mean, you yourself said McIntosh felt like it was in the middle of nowhere, you know, before you moved there. And now you are kind of giving it its own brand new personality.
Well, and I think what I realized is that although it seemed in the middle of nowhere, it was actually in the middle of everywhere. We are an hour from Grand Forks, an hour from Bemidji, an hour from Detroit Lake. And we have good lakes. We have a lot of different opportunities in our area. And I think that it actually creates the best type of community. So not only do we have this awesome rural lifestyle, but we're also kind of in the center of things and have a lot of different culture in our town. We have now with our businesses, we have a lot of diverse business opportunities, and we also now are creating jobs so people will maybe stay or at least get some work experience while they're here and see that you can be an entrepreneur basically anywhere.
That is Andrea Stordahl. She calls McIntosh home, and since she moved to McIntosh, she has been making big changes in the town. You're doing amazing things. Congratulations with everything that's going on.
Thank you.
Yes, you're building the town that you want to live in. It's so cool.
Yeah, and what's so cool is who gets the opportunity to do that, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing that people have taken a chance on us, have not just think, you know, we're just totally crazy, and I'm sure they have, but gone with it and had faith in us. All of these entrepreneurs, when we went to them, they had no reason to think that we would be successful by any means, and yet They put their fafaith in us and trusted the community to support their businesses, and it has gone just very, very well. So it's pretty awesome.
Agriculture seems like a big industry in that area.
Definitely, it's a lot of agriculture. And I think that what's so cool right now is that although there's agriculture, there's also a ton of entrepreneurs and business owners who are working from their homes.
Oh.
So I've really found that although it kind of is rooted in agriculture, it's really changed and evolved because of the fact that you can access the world through the internet. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, I think what's happening in these small rural communities is we're changing generations right now. So there was a generation before us who were all agriculture. A lot of people stayed at home to raise children. And we really want to honor how they lived and the things that they held dear, going to the cafes and meeting uptown and, you know, shaking dice for coffee, but still kind of bring it into our generation as well so we can keep more people here and retain people who have a large skill set.
It seems like young families, there was a time when people would move to the city, but now it seems like people are moving back to rural America to raise their kids, and they're making it very different than we remember it being.
Yeah, and I think that we all had these amazing experiences growing up that we really want to give those experiences to our children. And in the world right now where people are very hands-off and sometimes a little bit impersonal, it's really, really nice to come home to a community where, you know, people know you by name, they know your children, you know, it takes a village is kind of the mentality still, and you can walk places and your kids can go places and you can experience things together and they can see you connecting with other people on a regular basis, just going to the grocery store or going to Neil's Meats and running into five or six people. I think those things are so good and so healthy for our kids to see because they just aren't growing up in a time where that is considered valuable. I think sometimes we're just moving so fast that we don't take that time to connect with each other. And I think that our generation is really seeing that loss and deciding that they want their kids to experience life like that as well.
Yeah, and you're really putting a modern twist on this older rural community. Super cool.
We're trying to create an experience. So when you leave, you're hopefully like, wow, that was really an inspiring trip. It was worth us all coming to McIntosh.
Yeah. That's Andrea Stordahl. We're taking a closer look at McIntosh in this month's segments of Let's Visit. I'm Katie Carter, your host. Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.